Shvius Pergil Mishnah Base 3:2. We continue on discussing the question of removing your organic waste into your field so it shouldn't look like you are fertilizing. Mishnah Aleph said you can't do it until it's no longer time to fertilize, that time has passed. Now we will talk about how one piles up the refuse. So there's two separate dimensions to consider in terms of these big dung piles or composting piles in your backyard. The first is you can't have too many of them, because if you have lots of piles, then it's spread out over your whole field and it's effectively fertilizing your whole field. So you want fewer piles, so it looks like it's in, grouped together into smaller, smaller number of piles, so it's not spread out over your entire field like one would spread out if you were actually fertilizing. The second thing we want is that it shouldn't be like a thin layer of fertilizer, because that's how you fertilize. Rather, it should be like a large mound of organic material. So the larger the mound, the better, because it looks less and less like it's being fertilized in the normal way. And that being the case, the Mishnah says, Ad kama mezablin, how many piles may one make as he collects the dung in his fields? Ad shalosh ashpatot lebeisa. You can have up to three separate compost heaps or dung piles for every base saw, which means that if you have a third of a base saw in your field, that's how much area you have, you could have a single dung pile. If you had a two base saw field, you could have six dung piles. It spreads out like that. Remember, a base saw, 50 by 50, almost roughly the size of two tennis courts. Just the doubles area of the tennis court, the playing area of the tennis court. Okay, fine. And now, so we're saying that you can't have more than one pile per third of a base saw. And second, we want those piles to be big, so they're not sort of shallow, widespread as one fertilizes, but rather they're tall mounds of compost, of dung. So that means that each of those piles shall eser mashpelos. Each of the piles, each individual composting heap, should be 10 containers full of dung, and each container shall lesech. Each container should be a lesech worth of dung. So a lesech is half of a kur. The kur, you'll remember, is the largest of the volumetric measures in Chazal. The kur is 30 sa'a. So the lesech is 15 sa'a. A sa'a in our, this year, we talk about the sa'as being a six-pack of 2-liter bottles. So one sa'a is 12 liters, roughly 3 gallons. And a lesech is 15 of those. So that means the lesech is 180 liters, roughly 45 gallons, 50 gallons. Okay, so each lesech is something like 180 liters, 50 gallons, and you need to have 10 of those, 10 containers full in a given pile, so it's a large pile. So it's a lot. Obviously, it's 500 gallons or 1,800 liters of dung in a single pile to make it very large. And clearly, you're making a mound for composting or for dung and refuse, and not spreading it out in your field to fertilize the field. Mosifin al hamashpelos, you can have more containers in a given pile, meaning the minimum was 10 containers full each of 50 gallons, of 180 liters. But if you want to have 20 containers full and make a bigger mound of compost, of dung, that's fine. Vein mosifin al ha'ashpatos, but you can't have more separate piles in a given area, meaning we said for each third of a besa, one pile is allowed. You can't put two piles in a single besa. Rabbi Shimon Omer, af al ha'ashpatot. Rabbi Shimon says you can even have more than three mounds of dung per besa. He says since they're mounded up, it doesn't look like they're being put out there for fertilizing. Halacha, however, follows the Tanakhama.